When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero-guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no-shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, good to see you again, everybody.
Look at John Carlos' face.
You can get your mic over to you.
What are you doing? What was that?
Hey, guys.
Bishop, what is all this bread you have on the table as well?
What was that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. Why is there bread all over the table? What is happening? There's five things of salad dressing. Do your job.
What was that?
I'll clean the table better.
This is what brand managers do.
Yes.
They clean the bread and the salad dressing off the table.
So sorry this is sitting in front of me.
Put it on your LinkedIn. Okay? Table cleaner. Yes, Cindy.
On her LinkedIn.
Yes. Brand manager. Oh, God, she's breathing into the mic again. He's as bad as Heidi. All he needs to start doing is eating into the mic.
That's awesome.
Ew, it was so bad.
Gee, if you could hear your breathing, it was...
Is it bearish or dragonish?
Bear.
It's bear. Oof. It's big old bear.
Bear.
I'm going to take a step back.
Oh, silverback.
Yeah. All right, so Jillian.
Yes, Cindy.
Would you pick truth or dare?
At this point in my life, truth. Yeah, you know why? As a kid, you're stupid and you pick dare, which is what dumb people do. At this point, like, true strength is being like, I ain't afraid to tell you nothing because I am comfortable with who I am.
I take the dare just because it's more fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that. Well, also after kids, like, man, everything changes.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing I notice is, like, having dated people without kids now, the things they do, I'm like, dude, like, you can't take those kinds of risks, like, with kids. Like, you don't, that doesn't happen. Yeah, no. Yeah. So, the truth.
All right. Fiction or nonfiction?
No, nonfiction. All day long, guys.
More truth.
Yeah. Jan?
Fiction.
What?
I'm totally fiction.
You read nonfiction. I know you do.
I do, but I'd rather read fiction.
But you always read nonfiction.
I know, but it's not as fun as letting your mind go in fiction.
Rich dad, poor dad. This so-and-so's accountant. And he's always like, I read this book from Pablo Escobar's accountant, which is how we're going to restructure our business. I'm like,
it's called
shit.
The Accountant. You know, Little Narcos and reading the accountant story by Roberto Escobar is pretty gangster.
Yeah, well, I mean, I see nonfiction, you learn.
I love nonfiction.
But I learned so much from fiction, too.
I haven't even found a good fiction book in years.
Oh.
Really?
We'll do another segment.
Oh, that's right. Martini Cindy. Mm-hmm. On
that's
our Instagram
right. My Instagram is all my books with my martinis.
Fair enough. Shup shups?
Nonfiction. Mm. Mm. I don't read that
Jake,
often.
What about
I
you?
Time.
I like fiction.
Ugh, Jake, you big fag.
All right.
Okay. I don't like sci-fi. Just
millennial
like,
boys.
You know.
Love sci-fi.
Such girls.
Oh. What would you have in your go bag?
What's a go bag?
So, like, the emergency bag if you were like, oh, we got to go now. We're getting on a plane and we're going to wherever. Or if there was an earthquake and you had a...
Chapstick. I'm serious. You
Carmex,
think I'm
for sure.
Not Carmex. That is garbage.
I need it for my Accutane.
We're going to get sued. I just said not. I'll cut that. That is not clean. It's petroleum. No, ugh, mommy.
You know, there's a non-petroleum. No. I forget what it was called, but I think it's made from soy anyway. But it's better than having petroleum.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nothing that helps.
Whole tube into her mouth. She's just eating it right now.
Yeah, I have to. What do you recommend?
You know what? The
any
one that,
sort of like this one. This one I've got right here is like a shea butter, vitamin E.
It doesn't work.
That stuff. Baloney. That stuff that Heidi liked. Seed.
Seed phytonutrients,
got,
yeah.
Yeah, I got their...
little Duda?
Their lip balm thing, and it's really good.
It's nice, yeah.
I like it. Totally natural.
Ugh, this Bishop. Is... No. I got a 15-pack on Amazon for $10.
Oh, my God. Freaking millennials. No. I can't. I can't with these creatures.
No.
A chapstick and my earbuds and my iPhone, a pen.
Oh, my God, you and the pens.
How often do I need a pen?
That's why I put one here every time.
Breath mints. Like a breath mint these days. That's it. A snack?
Snack, maybe some strong shoes or water.
No, I got on a plane. There's water on a plane. You just said, I got on a plane. I thought about everything
That's
on a plane.
True. There's That's true. Yeah. She's like, let's see. They'll have slippers.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay. Have you ever had like a premonition or vision type feeling?
Yeah, about the girl that just dumped me. Like I saw myself marrying her.
Not a vision quest as much as like a foreseeing of something, a sense of something, like not necessarily bad or but.
I mean, but with things like that, like I've been able to like predict them, but my mom was able to do that and she'd be like, and I used to think she had magic powers. And then one day my mom was like, honey, it's not a curse. I'm just not like a voodoo hex. The writing is on the wall. Mm. You know, like there have been moments like once where when Lou like wrapped her arms around me, first time I met her and Heidi too, I was like, right. Oh, this is my kid. Like we both knew instantly.
Come back to me.
Okay, Bishop.
I forgot the answer. I mean the question.
Well, if you've ever had like a sense, like
premonition, sixth sense.
Like for me, I absolutely had this weird sense.
A foreboding.
Well, you know what's weird? I couldn't really pin it down. I just knew there was this Christmas 9 years ago when I was like, gosh, this is the last Christmas. And that's the only words that actually came. The last Christmas. It wasn't like a sense of why. And I tried to... Then it was so ungraspable that when I tried to grasp it, it would go away. Like, is somebody... when my parents going to die? Or are they going to move? Or is the world going to end? And I didn't know what it was. And then I got cancer.
Shit.
Then I got my diagnosis. And I was like, holy crap. That sense to me, and I never believed in this kind of stuff, but it's like my grandparents and my aunt were screaming from the beyond, something's wrong. And I mean, I would have gone to the doctor anyway because...
Is that what made you go to the doctor?
No, I mean, I would have gone anyway. There was like, you know, alien in my belly. But afterwards, I realized that's the sense. That's what it felt like to me.
Yeah.
That it was like a sense of something. So that when you try to put it into words, it goes away. That's how indefinable.
Interesting.
Carmelita Jetter had this on her Instagram. What was your first car?
A Mazda RX-7.
What color?
Gray.
And
I drove it into a wall.
I really did.
It was like a turn. I wasn't even drunk. I mean, it was still cold sober and 16. And I was coming around a really tight turn. And somehow, like, the car fishtailed. Mm. And I tried to overcorrect it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was bam, right into it. Someone's fence, man. Brick wall.
No.
Car night. Jan?
Honda Accord EX two-door in like an aqua green.
Oh, I know that green. I was going to say, is it that green? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was a crazy green.
Yep.
Gee, I didn't know that.
Green machine.
Too fast, green machine. Too furious.
I've been through a lot of cars. My first was a Toyota Avalon, and then I totaled that one, and so I was...
She's
then
wildly
put
irresponsible.
In a Dodge Caravan through high school and college.
That's awesome.
I've tried to get Bishop into a new car because her current car is so embarrassing, and her mom is apparently putting up some roadblocks, which is frustrating. But
Jake, what was yours?
Nissan Pathfinder, 95 Pathfinder.
Ooh, nice.
White.
I don't think you were born when that car was put into the world, but
I was four.
I was four. Okay. Great. I was out of high school. But anyway, go on.
Well, speaking of school, what was your favorite subject in school?
I loved history. History, like humanities. I still find history fascinating.
Yeah,
I love history. Math, science is not my thing. Like I can't understand it. Like I find it fascinating, but like I can't do. I think it's my ADD. Like I just can't do it. But so like history.
History. Nice. Is there something that you hate that everyone else seems to love, whether it's a movie or a person or food?
Ooh,
or
we got to think about this one.
Or...
something that you hate.
Oh, I hate country music.
Cut that out.
And everyone seems
play
to
this,
love it.
Play this after
come
next
out.
It'll definitely come out after.
But, like, but everyone loves it, though. So there you go.
John Carlo
is like the... proud owner / promoter of a massive country music festival called Tailgate Fest. I don't like country music, but it doesn't mean I don't like the artist. Like, I love Carrie Underwood. I think she's cool.
You just don't like her music.
I don't. Oh, if there was some crossover, like,
yeah.
I like a Shania Twain song, but like, I don't. It's not my genre. Like, I really, 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 really don't like it.
Okay.
I don't. And disco. I hate.
Oh, wow.
God, I hate disco music. I freaking hate it. I hate it so much. It's got like no depth. Hate it.
No Bee Gees for you.
Oh, no. No. Pukalotimus.
Do you have a hero, past or present?
No one's ever been my hero.
G's
been my hero.
Thank you, sweetheart.
That's true, actually.
I do have...
I thought you meant, like, famous. Oh.
No, I do have a hero.
Your dad?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah. Just because when you see how much he has... I wrote it in his birthday message.
I remember.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we sometimes forget, you know, as we grow older and we're going through our life, you think about all the things that your parents, you know, at least in my case, I can only speak for myself, but, you know, how your parents almost kind of take a second, you know, like a step behind you, and they're kind of always there to kind of catch you, or at least in my case. So he is my hero.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's like I feel like that obligation to let him know that all the time.
That's great.
Even though he's like, no, it's okay, I'm your father. I'm like, no, because I have friends that have fathers too, and it's not the same. So
it's not. There's nothing like it. And you don't have that, I know, Jill, but it's...
But Gia, actually, you know, I was thinking, like, celebrities, past or present, like, and then I was like, Giancarlo's, but there's a lot of pressure to put on him, and he had used to have dreams that, like, I was trapped under shit, and
oh my
couldn't
God,
get
I,
me
like,
out.
I had a dream one time where I was in a hotel room, and I can see from the 60th floor that a horse had fallen on Jillian.
I love that he knows the floor he was on in this.
It was crazy. And I was like, how could I see from 60 stories above that it was Jillian and a horse? Like crazy stuff.
So when he turns 60, don't get on Buzz.
I will not. Well, Buzz will be dead, unfortunately. But like, G has been my, like, but I don't want to put the pressure on him, but he has been like a just, because you can count on him. And even when shit goes wrong, you can still count on him to be with you when it's going wrong.
He's been with you since
I know, poor guy.
I mean, I remember I sat next to you in, it was like one of the, it was a Biggest Loser finale thing.
Oh, man.
And we all went, I mean, this is a zillion years.
I remember you tooted next to me. I remember when that
happened.
Yeah,
that was me. Oh.
Yeah.
Tooted. He uses that word.
Okay. Especially G.
Yeah.
She does not say toot.
Well, that's what you would say, so that's why I said it. It's your vernacular, not mine.
Yeah, I remember the handsome man in the suit.
Thank you.
Sitting next to me.
Yeah.
God, we haven't done one of those finales in a long time.
No, never will again.
It was the best. It was like The show. You win, you're the loser. And off the air.
Yeah,
remember
yeah.
that?
It was like confetti and then.
It was like balloon confetti. Your camera's off.
Yeah.
Like there was no time for like the celebration. It was literally so funny.
No, everything is like anyway. That. Yeah.
All right. So let's close on what's the best workout for kids?
Playing.
Nice.
Just playing. Yeah. They just should play. Like, go outside and jump on a trampoline, do gymnastics, dance class, like soccer, karate, like, but be on the playground doing the monkey bars and handball. And like, that's the end. They should be having fun. They should be physical and playing. It's that simple.
That's great. I think we all should play.
I'm with, oh,
everyone
good.
Everyone in?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Sure. All right, I know you guys have heard me talk about my, we'll say, lack of talent in the kitchen, but now I think I'm pretty good, actually, because of Sunbasket. They make it so easy. You don't even have to shop. Sunbasket delivers pre-portioned, fresh, organic produce and clean ingredients right to your door, and each meal is ready to make in as little as 15 minutes. It doesn't get more convenient than that. So whether you're paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, vegan, or just looking for diabetes-friendly alternatives, Sunbasket has a bunch of different menu options and 18 different recipes to choose from each week. Right now, there's a simple Thai chicken salad with cabbage, carrots, and cashews. It's delicious, and it took about 10 minutes for me to make, and it had 3 easy steps. Hello! So simple. So go to sunbasket.com/Jillian today to learn more and get $35 off your first order. That's sunbasket.com/Jillian for $35 off your first order. Sunbasket.com/Jillian. All right, it's finally happened. I found a bra that's not only super comfortable, but it actually fits me, and I didn't even need to leave my house to get it because I ordered it from Third Love. It's so easy. You take a 60-second online fit finder quiz that identifies your breast size and shape, and then you can find the styles that fit your body best. And Third Love bras are not only comfortable, but they're made really well from design to fabrics. They use lightweight, super thin memory foam cups, tagless labels so you won't be constantly trying to figure out what's scratching you, and their straps actually stay up. Third Love even guarantees your bra will be a perfect fit, so returns and exchanges are free and easy. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering my listeners 15% off your first order. So just go to thirdlove.com/Jillian to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Jillian for 15% off today. Let me say it again, thirdlove.com/Jillian, 15% off your first order. All right, so Bishop has started being useful, which is hard to believe.
Wow.
And has started researching topics for us to cover that are trending. Do you know what this means? It means people give a shit, Cindy.
And I can keep my job.
I don't know. So one of the things that was trending, which I was kind of surprised about, were arm workouts.
Wow.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. For women?
Everyone wants slim, sexy arms.
Everyone wants your arms.
Yeah,
Jill.
Basically.
Of course. And so I started thinking, like, you would think this is obvious, right? That if you...
I wish everybody could see that she just rolled...
But I always do that.
She just rolled the sleeves up.
I always roll the
sleeves
up. On
her t-shirt.
Shut up. That's because my
subconsciously.
I always pull my sleeves up.
You
don't
do.
I, Shuppy?
You do. Mm-hmm. You do. But if I had those shoulders, I would too.
Yeah, I'd be wearing tank tops, like, and all the things I need.
Come on, let's do it.
No, I won't. I hate my arms. Again, why we need the segment? Go ahead, Jill.
Pull your sleeves up.
Hell no. Have you noticed you've never seen my arms?
Well, first of all, there's 3 of us in this room and we're all women. Jake's stuck in there. We forgot he exists. He can't see you. Pull your sleeves up.
Nope.
Be liberated.
Nope.
Oh my God,
girl. It makes me feel not liberated.
No, you're allowing yourself to be a like slave to the...
People can only hear
your arms. That's how bad it is. I don't want to...
Bishop, let me see.
No.
Show me your arm, weirdo. Come on. Come on.
And then she can tell you what kind of arm workout to do.
Your arm looks totally normal, freak.
She just hit it.
I can't see it because it's behind your water bottle.
I see definition there. I do, right here. Right here, there's a cut.
Bishop, what are you talking about?
There's a
totally normal arm.
No, they're not.
Oh, God.
Everyone, go to Instagram to see.
Yeah, now everyone's going to look at my arms. Thank you. I'm like sweating.
Jeez, because you're crazy. That's why. So anyway, you would think it'd be that obvious, like, oh, yeah. Bicep curls, tricep extensions, and shoulder presses, but it isn't. And in fact, this goal in particular really depends on your starting out point. So for example, if you have weight to lose, then you likely have most likely, especially if you've been working out, you have the muscle, but to get the shape you need to burn and the definition, you need to burn the subcutaneous fat, which is the fat between the muscle and the skin, right? So you're going to need workouts that are more metabolic. But if you have really skinny, kind of flimsy arms, then you need less of that kind of metabolic type of fat burning, calorie burning workout and more muscle building. So you need much heavier weights, very concentrated, like you'd sit there and do really heavy bicep curls, really heavy tricep extensions, really heavy shoulder presses, resting between sets because you're trying to gain muscle, right? And you have to eat a little about 10% more than you're burning in a day if you want to actually put some muscle on your arms. If you just want to give them more shape, then you still need to at least make sure you're matching those calories. If you're trying to get them like lean and burn fat, then you want to work those HIIT intervals into your workout. And you can do HIIT intervals that incorporate upper body. So mountain climbers are still using chest, shoulders, triceps.
Right.
So, I mean, think about like surfer get-ups, chest to the floor, or burpees, chest to the ground, or speed bag where you're simulating a speed bag drill. Like you're still using your arms to get your heart rate up. So you can even do HIIT intervals that simultaneously utilize the muscles in your arms. You want to do big muscle groups and multiple muscle groups if you've got the weight to lose. So this is where you're going to do better focusing on things like lat pull downs and push ups. And also you'll do better with like leg exercises that have light arms combined. So a lunge with a curl. So let's say you did lunge with curls and you were doing alternating lunges with bicep curls. You probably heaviest you'd go would be 8 pounds with a move like that. But if you're skinny and you're just doing bicep curls, then you're going to probably be doing 12, 15 in lower reps. So if you're skinny, you want to be lifting, you want to be doing heavy, heavy lunges. Well, you can't do heavy lunge with bicep curls because your biceps can't curl as much as your legs can lunge. You see what I mean?
Yeah,
so
totally.
If you're skinny, you want to do a little bit more heavier free weight movements and not so many combination moves. If you're heavier, you want to do more combinations like squat to press, sumo squat with tricep extension, warrior three with reverse flies, and the weights will be lighter, more repetitions, more HIIT intervals, more multiple muscle groups, and push-ups, pull-downs, because push-ups push muscles. It's predominantly chest and core, but you're still using shoulders, triceps as assisting muscles. Rows or pull-ups are going to use biceps, because they're pull muscles. But if you're skinny, you want heavy and isolated.
That's
the answer.
That's awesome. I've actually...
That's the thing I bet no one's saying.
No, I bet they're not, because Laurie and I have been wondering that. And there
for
you,
years.
Now you came and said it.
Mystery solved. I only use natural deodorants, and it was getting really frustrating because I couldn't find one that worked. But did I give up? No, I did not. And I finally found Kopari's coconut deodorant. It not only works, it smells so good, and it's free of aluminum, silicones, sulfates, parabens, GMOs, and all that bad garbage. And since baking soda can irritate sensitive skin, Kopari left that out too. Most importantly, it really works and it lasts all day. Kopari's deodorant has gotten a lot of love from editors at Cosmo and People magazine, and there are thousands of five-star reviews on Kopari's website from people who are now coconut converts. And since Kopari offers a money-back guarantee, why wouldn't you try it? Say aloha to Kopari and go to KopariBeauty.com/Jillian to make the safe switch today and see how you can save $5 off your first order. That's KopariBeauty.com/Jillian, KopariBeauty.com/Jillian, KopariBeauty.com/Jillian. Okay, you guys probably know that we have quite a lot of dogs. And very recently, we just rescued two puppies. And these little suckers go through toys like crazy. So I was so excited to hear about Super Chewer's Bark Box. It's a monthly subscription of tough toys and more. And it's really simple. All you do is tell Super Chewer how big your dog is and choose a plan. The longer the plan, the better the deal. And each month, the box comes with two tough toys, two meaty chews, and two bags of all natural treats. That's $50 worth of stuff for as little as $29 a month with your subscription, and shipping is free. Super Chewer focuses on durable materials to keep your dog busy and none of that fluff-filled garbage. And if your dog chews through everything too fast, Super Chewer will send you a bonus toy on them to keep your pup busy until the next box arrives. So for a limited time, get 50% off your first month of Super Chewer on a 6 or 12 month plan by visiting superchewer.com/Jillian and enter the promo code Jillian at checkout. That's superchewer.com/Jillian, promo code Jillian.
Guess what I have for you, Jillian?
Creepy McCreeperton. What?
Emails.
I love emails.
Okay, so you've got a lot of supplements and diets and things like that questions.
Oh, shocker.
So I think we will start with this one. Michaela in Norway.
Oh,
wow. Mm-hmm. She says she works out with your app 5 to 6 days a week.
Cute.
A week, and wants to know, does she need BCAA?
Branch chain amino acids. I mean, it depends on your diet and it depends on how heavy you're lifting. Like if you're eating, you know, lean protein and you're eating it regularly. I mean, she's using my app. I mean, she's working out pretty intensely. I'd say it certainly would not hurt. The key would be to get in a grass-fed whey protein with branched chain amino acids because that works best together. And it's the most bioavailable combo you've got there. I mean, it's kind of like saying, do I need? Need is a word that means like to live, to go on, right? No. Could it help? Would it make me feel better? Would it speed recovery? Would it accelerate my progress? Yeah. Mm. Yeah, sure. And it's certainly, you know, protein and the building blocks, amino acids are good for a host of other stuff too. So I would say, yeah.
Okay.
Like it's not, you don't, if you don't have the money, you don't have to do it. But if you do, it for sure doesn't hurt and can definitely help.
All right then.
All righty then.
Nicole wants to know, can you have too much MCT oil or powder for weight loss?
What is she saying? That's medium chain triglycerides. It's coconut oil. But the question is, what does she mean for weight loss? Like she's taking too much as a supplement and it can inhibit her weight loss? Because the answer is yeah.
Is taking too much to lose weight, can you have too much of it? For medical reasons, I have to eat paleo, primal, keto with low sugar.
Okay.
IBSD is the medical reason.
Okay. So she's saying, can it slow down weight loss?
Because she's reading a lot about people taking it to lose weight. But
they're taking it to lose
weight? Can you have too much of it?
No, it doesn't help you lose weight. It gives you energy. Healthy fats are good for a host of things. But yeah, it's too many calories.
Mm.
I mean, MCT oil? It's oil.
Yeah. MCT oil
is like
powder.
220 calories a freaking tablespoon.
Oh, wow.
Hang on, let me just...
Yeah, because she said she's talking to friends and coworkers and chat rooms, and they're all talking about taking it. And
oh, God.
She's like, can you have too much of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's too many calories. Yeah. Let me check on how many calories are in the powder. One scoop is only 60 calories of the powder. But you got to figure out what's in there because they're putting a host of other crap in there. Because in truth, like, it's not going to help you lose weight, by the way. It'll give you energy because it's a medium chain triglyceride. It's the way it breaks down, it gives you energy. But it's not going to help you lose weight.
Mm.
Not a chance. I don't know, people say the stupidest stuff. So
okay. So not to lose weight.
No, but I mean, yeah, it's good for energy, and healthy fats are good for, you know, a host of stuff. Obviously, mm-hmm. we skin, hair, nails, heart, brain, all that stuff. Jesus. But a diet places. That's too high in fat is not good anyway.
Right, right.
I mean, study after study after study shows us that. Even if the fat is healthy, you really want your diet to be no more than 30% fat and predominantly polyunsaturated and monounsaturated.
Yeah. It's a balance. It's a balance out there.
I mean, they like to say because it's quickly burned and metabolized, but the reality is calories are calories.
Yeah.
That's not true. Mm-hmm. It doesn't help you lose weight. That's not the truth.
Renata, please discuss carb cycling and metabolic confusion.
Okay. So carb cycling is when people like deplete carbs, start carbs again, deplete carbs, start carbs again. There's no evidence behind this working. It just is totally unnecessary. And in fact, here's what we know helps people lose weight, perform better, and live longer. Calorie control, balanced macros, protein, fat, carbs, more complex carbs, and then you could go relatively equal lean proteins and healthy fats. In fact, like up to 65% carbohydrates, like, but it's the type of carbohydrates, right? Yeah. And you're not overeating. So there's a big difference between quinoa and white bread, right? Night, day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you gotta be mindful of the types of carbs you're eating. And being consistent gives you consistent energy, consistent nutrients. Your macromolecules in your body are made up of protein, fat, carbs. So you can't, like, that's common sense. All it's going to do is drain your energy, dehydrate you when you're carb depleted. Like, it's not accomplishing anything.
Yeah.
Common sense. Don't overeat. Get all three macros. Eat clean food. And it was, so it was carb cycling. And what was the other one?
Metabolic confusion.
Oh, okay. So metabolic confusion is an interesting concept if she's talking about what I think she is, which is like low calorie days, high calorie days.
That's what it sounds like. She said some of the science online seems valid, especially for menopausal women. And I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Okay. So let me just be clear that I am talking about what I think I am, which is low calorie days, high calorie days. But let's be sure, because I've not heard it said like that, even though I was one of the first people to write about such a concept. In my very first book, high calorie day 2000. Hold on a second. I'm trying to find the low calorie day though. Oh, total calories. Yeah. Then 1200. Okay. So I actually wrote about this in my very first book a gazillion years ago. And what I said was, let's take weight loss on a weekly basis. Okay. So if we say, all right, I'm burning 2000 calories a day and I want to lose 2 pounds a week, then, all right, that's roughly 7,000 calories I have to burn, which means I've got to lose 1,000 calories a day. Now, let's say some days you eat a little bit more. So some days you had 1,500 calories and you only burned 500 out of that 2,000. But the next day you might go down to 1,200 and then you burned 800. Like, you can play with the numbers as long as the week, total loss for the week, adds up to that 2 pounds. Mm-hmm. And theoretically, because your body is what's called a dynamic homeostasis, your body's going to adapt to its environment. So like with the contestants, I would always give them a high calorie day every week so that their body would never be like, ooh, wow, we're consistently low on fuel. So because your body's going to be like, oh, my God, food is scarce. And it will adapt if you're not morbidly obese. It will adapt by slowing down your metabolism, by adjusting biochemical triggers to store fat versus burn fat, you know, to build muscle versus spare muscle for survival purposes, and to burn more calories and give you more energy versus go more into like a kind of not a hibernation phase, but something sort of like that. Right. So the reality is that if you're giving yourself these higher calorie days throughout the week, you are telling your body like food's not scarce. Just some days we have lower, some days we have more. And as long as the overall math works out, so you're not losing track of the high calorie days, it's a strategy that I've practiced for a long time, actually.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Earlier you had said that math was never your thing, and I realize how much math you do.
Only adding and subtracting.
Oh yeah.
When you start getting into algorithms.
If you just put calories in there, you can.
Yeah, yeah.
You can add, subtract.
If one slice of bread
leaves
equals,
a station.
Yes. via your esophageal canal into your. I wasn't gonna. Biology.
Yeah,
actually.
There you go.
Into your thing, your throat, into your gullet. It
goes into that place.
Yeah.
With the carb cycling question, Allison wants to know, what's the best diet for an endomorph?
No.
No.
No such thing. It's like a freaking, horoscope.
Mm.
No such thing.
As an endomorph.
It just means you store fat in a certain place based on like your hormones. Some are more estrogen dominant, more testosterone dominant. Like it just, no.
So she's doing HIIT workouts 5 to 6 days
yeah,
a week.
Yeah, but HIIT, no.
No, not 5 to 6 days.
Way too much.
You're doing too much, Allison.
Way too much intense.
Back off.
Absolutely not. HIIT workouts no more than twice a week.
Wow.
And you can work a HIIT interval into your strength training workouts. So for example, yesterday I was doing pull muscles. So I did pull-ups, leg press, and then a jump rope for a minute, right? And then I worked that interval into my training. Mm-hmm. But like Bishop and I will sometimes do two HIIT workouts a week. So like the other day I had her do Tabata protocol. I had her do 500 meter sprints on the rower in under 2.5 minutes. Sometimes we do like
2.5 minutes. Mine are 2 minutes.
Yeah, but look at Bishop and look at you, Gorilla.
Aw, listen to her.
Bishop is like a little wombat.
I thought you were going to give me props, but actually you're just going to talk shit.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
That's not talking shit. I'm just saying, why do we have to adjust times for men and women? Shouldn't we all be the same?
No, because you're massive.
No, because you're 2 times me.
More than 2 times.
One push off of your big toe will get 25 meters.
It is true.
Jeez.
I've learned how to game that rower.
Oh, my God.
It all comes from the hankle.
Yes. So, oh, you know what? This actually came up recently. Somebody was asking me.
No, now he's drinking in the
mic. Maybe it was my sister.
Jesus. Welcome back, John Garlow.
There are not enough filters.
Mm-mm.
What? Monk fruit as a sweetener.
Yeah.
I've healthy. Been reading about that lately.
Yeah, totally
too.
Good. Fine.
It sounds like a good option.
Yeah. Totally safe.
Let's see what else we had. Oh, wondering what kind of protein powder you use in your smoothies. Like, she's looking for. Ricky is looking for an organic type that isn't disgusting. Is there like
I don't have issues with protein powder. I just use grass-fed whey.
Hmm.
I mean, like, there's pumpkin seed. If you're vegan, there's hemp, pumpkin seed, pea, egg is not vegan. But it's also, like, I personally use grass-fed whey with BCAAs.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most bioavailable and it's the most complete. But egg is still an option. Rice, I don't see the point. And soy is an absolute no. But like, what is? I don't get the chemicals, no fillers. Like,
I mean, I don't know why people. Yeah, I've never found it. I mean, I'm not disgusted by any of them usually either.
Yeah.
Okay, last one.
What was the question about monk fruit? Is it safe? Was that her question?
That was the one before this one.
I'm just curious.
The monk fruit one.
It's still in my brain.
What do you think of monk fruit as a sweetener? Is it's in the Paleo Pro powder I just.
Yeah, because it's like bought. No calories or so. It's like very low
it
or something.
Gross.
Low glycemic. I've had
gross,
it in things
like
and it's not bad at all.
Yeah, it's funny because some of these things that you'd use to sweeten things are, although.
Like, anything chemical is bad.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
As long as it doesn't change the flavor too much, then.
Well, I mean.
I mean, it's not going to taste like. Look.
Like sugar, no.
When I stopped eating sugar for 6 years, when I've actually had something with sugar in it, all I tasted was sugar, like the actual flavor of sugar. So, okay. Anna.
Yeah.
So Anna says her trainer recommends an amino acid drink to increase performance and prevent muscle loss. This is, I guess, the same. Do I really need to, and is there one without aspartame or sucralose?
What was the drink?
You know, she's not saying which one she's taking. She just wants to make sure she gets...
It's a pre-workout.
To increase... I started working. yeah, she doesn't say pre or post. She doesn't say pre or post.
Well, it depends.
Hold on. Are we going to make the listeners listen to all that, like, dead air time?
I don't know.
We usually do.
Okay. Once again, a pre-workout, right? A pre-workout would be something that has caffeine in it. Mm-hmm. You could have a freaking, I have a Lucky Jack at this point, right? Organic Nitro Cold Brew, like 45 minutes before I train. Because that's going to be the most effective. You don't need the chemicals. You don't need the sweeteners. You don't need the calories. You need the caffeine. And that's what it does. It helps enhance performance. Mm. If you're taking something after, then we go back to the conversation of branched chain aminos and whey protein. And you don't need to do that. But if you choose to, okay, fine. And it's that simple. And it's just about getting a little extra edge.
You choose one without
the
sweetener. Just
I had berries, banana.
I mean, I'm sure there are plenty without aspartame and sucralose. You just have to Google, go online, take a look.
Exactly.
Take a look, people. All right, then. Thank you so much for your email answers.
Word. Okay, guys, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you get it weekly. You don't even have to think about it on iTunes or Spotify or wherever else you're listening.